particular had Stratton to prepare. The main thing, of course, was to decide who was to be the subject. Last year, as you remember, I did Norman Sheriff.
Personally, intention of to live fire. Well, now come to think of it, we didn't really, did we? Excel, if you remember. Still got plenty of holiday, I've been all that. But I'm hoping you know about this science fiction plan, this King's Ladies model. You've got yourself mixed up. But I know you can do a bit respectable to tarnish the outer brain. I mean, would you like that? So, pick out your top line. It's just a big star we've been using in down my three court. What a pretty deal.
Thank you for Progress 272, or may I call it by your first three. The noise of the threat and the air against our first war. We must fall down and have been thrust into a wide, cruel world. We've given the services. These were the days when you and your brave blue uniform watched across the country for life. And watched. Thank you. but at the time of my life, to do two things. First, I would love to compile all of the machines. And second, to organize the railway transactions and sell them. Both these elements were eventually to be realized, but the time spent something of the detailed workings of one of your earliest trial machines, the Joe Pick self-generating digit duplicator Mark One, the man you call on a very good friend of yours, and a foolish member of the management group, especially on urban expectations.
Film. By the time we redesigned the film around then, alter the plot a little. We redesigned the interior of the spaceship to look like a German beer garden. A few songs. And eventually released the film as a student prince. It did quite well.
I have indeed. Well, thank you very much, Bob, for that illuminating sideline on Cheltenham's film activities. Thank you.
Well done, Max. I'll see you later, Ray. I'm going to rush off and get this back to the film studio before they find it.
You are right. Come on.
Yes, Cheltenham's film got over our planet.
Perhaps.
The thing that really brought the certain its greatest fame was the rediscovery of some of the most sublime and ancient legends.
No, I don't mean Harrison was told.
I mean...
Be blessed, be Anthony!
Yes, these kinds of legends, one of the best known of all of anything contributes... Pardon me. Contributions to fan mythology. To tell us something about this subject, we're delighted to welcome today the ancient and venerable curator of the St. Anthony Museum, Mr. Fred Moggs. He's a little deaf, so you'll have to excuse me if I shout. He's probably forgotten his line, don't he? Now, Reverend, perhaps you could tell us a little of the life and legend of St. Anthony. St. Anthony, the patron saint of fandom. You're keeping the archives, aren't you?
Oh, St. Anthony. Oh, yes, yes. You were canal boating,
eh? Well, there's one thing I'm not sure about. Has St. Anthony's final resting place been established yet? I said, have you discovered where his beer was laid to rest?
His beer! Oh, God, he didn't put you with a little bucket with some crimps in it as well as your
back. But that wasn't quite what I meant.
Well, ask me the three questions then, come on. Okay.
Three questions? What three questions?
Oh, well, please ask me three questions, and then if I get them right, I get a key.
I will bring you under a misapprehension, sir. This isn't take your ticket, this is your life.
Yes, no, oh, this is your life. Like a mile, please. Diabolics machine here was kindly built unwittingly by Ed Jones.